Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive stock analysis of First Horizon Corporation, ticker symbol FHN, a regional banking powerhouse based out of Memphis, Tennessee. If you're looking to understand whether FHN is a solid investment for your portfolio, you've come to the right place. We're going to break down everything from financials to valuation, recent performance, and even an intrinsic value analysis. So grab a coffee, hit that like button if you're excited, and let's get started. Before we jump into the numbers, let me give you a quick overview of what First Horizon is all about. First Horizon Corporation is the holding company for First Horizon Bank, a regional bank with a strong presence in the southeastern United States. They've got a history dating back to 1864, and today they operate over 400 banking centers across 12 states, serving both consumer and commercial clients. Think of them as a community-focused bank with a big footprint, offering everything from traditional banking to wealth management and mortgage services. If you're not familiar with regional banks, don't worry. I'll provide plenty of context as we go along. Let's dig into the details now. All right, let's zoom in on First Horizon's company profile. As I mentioned, FHN is headquartered in Memphis, Tennessee, and it's been around for over 150 years. That's a lot of history. They're primarily focused on the Southeast, with key markets in Tennessee, North Carolina, Florida, and Texas, among others. Their business model revolves around traditional banking services like deposits, loans, and mortgages, but they also have a growing wealth management and capital markets segment. With about 7,200 employees, they're not a small player, but they're not a national giant like J.P. Morgan or Bank of America either. Their sweet spot is being a trusted local bank with personalized service. What's interesting is their recent strategic moves. They've been expanding through acquisitions and organic growth, and in 2020, they even rebranded to First Horizon Corporation to reflect their broader vision. Under the leadership of CEO D. Brian Jordan, they've been working to strengthen their balance sheet and diversify revenue streams. But enough about the backstory. Let's talk numbers and see how they're performing. Let's kick things off with a deep dive into First Horizon's revenue. Looking at their full year 2025 results, FHN reported total revenue of about $4.54 billion, which is a decline from $494 billion in 2024. Now, before you raise an eyebrow, let's break this down. The drop isn't necessarily a red flag. It's largely tied to the broader economic environment, including interest rate fluctuations that impact net interest income for banks. When we look at revenue segmentation, their core business still comes from traditional banking operations. For 2024, their wholesale segment alone brought in $424 million, reflecting their focus on commercial clients. They've also got a smaller but growing piece of the pie from non-interest income, like underwriting and advisory services, which contributed $42 million in 2024. Geographically, their revenue is heavily tied to the Southeast, where they've got deep roots. Management has guided for 3-7% revenue growth in 2026, which is encouraging, especially with easing mortgage rates potentially boosting loan demand. So while 2025 saw a dip, the outlook seems cautiously optimistic. What do you think? Can they hit that growth target? Let me know in the comments. Moving on to earnings, First Horizon has had some solid results recently. In Q4 2025, they beat earnings per share estimates, posting an EPS of 52 cents, as reported in recent news. That's up from previous quarters, driven by year-over-year growth in net interest income and a surge in non-interest income. For the full year 2025, their EPS came in at $1.89, a nice jump from $1.37 in 2024. Net income for 2025 was $982 million, compared to $775 million the year prior. Key takeaways? Their profitability is improving despite a tough revenue year, and that's largely thanks to better cost management and growth in higher margin areas like non-interest income. Recent news from Zacks also highlights their strong earnings surprise history, so they've got a track record of outperforming expectations. That said, I'm curious to see if they can maintain this momentum with interest rate uncertainty looming. Let's look at what management had to say. Unfortunately, I don't have access to the latest earnings call transcript summary for Q4 2025 or early 2026 to share direct quotes from management. However, based on recent news from Seeking Alpha and Zacks, management is optimistic about 2026. They've guided for mid-single-digit loan growth and that 3-7% revenue growth I mentioned earlier, citing robust deposit inflows and a more favorable mortgage rate environment. They're also focusing on share buybacks and maintaining their dividend, which signals confidence in their cash flow stability. I'll keep an eye out for the next earnings call transcript to bring you more direct insights, so make sure you're subscribed with notifications on. For now, let's move to their financial statements for a deeper look. All right, let's pop the hood and check out First Horizon's financial health. Starting with their income statement, we've already covered revenue and net income trends. Gross profit margin for 2025 was a healthy 72.4%, showing they're efficient at turning revenue into profit before operating expenses. Net profit margin came in at 21.6%, which is solid for a regional bank. Now onto the balance sheet for 2025. Total assets stood at $83.9 billion, up slightly from $82.2 billion in 2024. Cash and cash equivalents dropped significantly to $961 million from $2.44 billion, which could signal they're deploying capital into loans or investments, something to watch. Total liabilities are at $74.7 billion, with stockholders' equity at $8.85 billion, giving them a debt-to-equity ratio of 0.52, which is reasonable for a bank. Their current ratio and quick ratio are both below 1 at 0.96, indicating they might face short-term liquidity challenges if obligations come due quickly, but this is typical for banks given their business model. Looking at cash flow, operating cash flow for 2024 was $1.27 billion, with free cash flow at $1.22 billion, strong numbers showing they're generating cash to reinvest or return to shareholders. Return on equity ROE for the trailing 12 months is 11.6%, and return on invested capital ROIC is 8.38%, both indicating decent efficiency in using capital. Overall, their financials are stable, but the drop in cash reserves raises a small question mark for me. What's your take on this? Now let's talk valuation. Is First Horizon overpriced, undervalued, or just right? At the current price of $24.12, FHN has a market cap of about $11.88 billion. Their trailing PE ratio is 12.06, which is below the industry average of 17.61 for regional banks, suggesting they might be undervalued compared to peers. The forward PE for 2026 is even more attractive at 12.22, dropping to 9.84 by 2028 based on analyst estimates. Their price-to-sales ratio is 2.62, which is reasonable. They also offer a dividend yield of 2.49%, which is well covered by earnings, making it appealing for income investors. Enterprise value for the trailing 12 months is $15.49 billion, factoring in debt, which gives a more complete picture of their valuation. Recent articles from Seeking Alpha call FHN attractively valued with a forward PE of 11.35, and I tend to agree. Compared to peers like Cullen Frost Bankers, CFR, FHN often comes out as the better value play in Zacks' analyses. So on paper, this looks like a bargain, but let's see if the intrinsic value backs that up later. Let's break down First Horizon's strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats in a SWOT analysis. Strengths. First Horizon has a solid earnings track record, as we saw with their Q4 2025 beat and full-year EPS growth. Their regional focus in the Southeast gives them a loyal customer base and deep market penetration. They're also returning capital to shareholders through a 2.5% dividend yield and robust buybacks, which is a big plus for investor confidence. Weaknesses. On the flip side, their revenue dip in 2025 shows vulnerability to interest rate swings, a common issue for banks. Their liquidity metrics, like the current ratio below 1, suggest potential short-term challenges if economic conditions tighten. Plus, their heavy reliance on the Southeast could be a risk if that region faces economic slowdowns. Opportunities. Looking ahead, management's guidance for 3-7% revenue growth and mid-single-digit loan growth in 2026 is promising, especially with easing mortgage rates. Their recent leadership hires, like Ben Hopper as head of consumer distribution, signal a push into new strategic areas. Expansion into adjacent markets or further diversification of non-interest income could be big wins. Threats. The biggest threats are macroeconomic. Rising interest rates or a recession could hurt loan demand and increase defaults. Competition from larger national banks and fintechs is always a concern for regional players like FHN. And as Seeking Alpha notes, broader market volatility could impact their stock stability. Overall, FHN has a strong foundation, but isn't without risks. What do you think is their biggest opportunity or threat? Drop your thoughts below. Let's check out First Horizon's recent stock performance. Over the past week, FHN is up 0.63%, which is nice, but it's down 1.27% over the past month. Zooming out, the picture gets brighter, up 18.93% over 3 months, 7.87% over 6 months, and 12.66% over the past year. Over 5 years, they've delivered a solid 60.27% return, outperforming many peers in the regional banking space. Looking at the chart, there's clear upward momentum since mid-2025, likely tied to their strong Q4 earnings beat and positive guidance. They're trading above key moving averages, which is a bullish signal for technical traders. Short term, I think there's potential for a move higher if they maintain earnings momentum, but watch for resistance around the $25 mark. Compared to the financial services sector, which is up 16.75% over the past year, FHN is holding its own. Are you seeing the same trends on the chart? Let me know. Now let's get into the nitty-gritty with an intrinsic value analysis. I've been crunching the numbers using a discounted cash flow DCF model to estimate what First Horizon is really worth. I'm factoring in their free cash flow trends. $1.22 billion for 2024 is a strong base, along with management's growth guidance of 3-7% for revenue and mid-single-digit loan growth. I'm also using a conservative discount rate of 8% to account for the risk in the banking sector, and I've projected cash flows over a 5-year horizon with a terminal growth rate of 2.5%. After running the numbers, my intrinsic value estimate for FHN comes out to approximately $28.50 per share. At the current price of $24.12, that suggests the stock is undervalued by about 15%. This aligns with the forward PE analysis and Seeking Alpha's take on FHN being attractively valued. Of course, intrinsic value is just one piece of the puzzle. It assumes my growth and discount rate assumptions hold true. If interest rates spike or loan growth slows, this estimate could be optimistic. Still, it's a strong signal that there's upside potential here for long-term investors. What's your target price for FHN? So what's the final verdict on First Horizon? I think FHN is a compelling pick for value and income investors. Their low PE ratio, attractive dividend yield, and undervalued intrinsic value make a strong case for buying at current levels. They've got solid earnings momentum and a clear growth strategy, though risks like interest rate volatility and regional concentration can't be ignored. If you're a long-term investor, FHN could be a steady compounder in your portfolio, especially with their shareholder-friendly policies like buybacks and dividends. That's it for today's deep dive. If you found this analysis helpful, please hit that like button, subscribe for more stock breakdowns, and let me know in the comments which company you want me to analyze next. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next video. End of transcript.